And one of the ways that we can begin to effect changes in consciousness is through prayer and meditation. And so now what we're going to do at this time is have a time of meditation, a time of prayer, so that we may enter into a consciousness of our oneness with Spirit and thereby get in touch with some of these areas that we definitely want to make changes in. By taking our thoughts into the silence within us, by getting in touch of those, with those levels of consciousness that are in need of change, we can very easily and creatively and effectively bring about changes in our lives for the better. So this is what we mean by self-aware. First of all, we take a look at the areas of consciousness that may need changing and then using a method of prayer to do this. There are also other things that we'll be suggesting as methods of changing this in the other parts of the seminar. So right now, let's prepare ourselves for meditation. Of course, when you meditate, the very first thing you have to learn to do is that there are these three areas. One, of stilling the mind, relaxing the body, and letting your thinking flow inward. All meditation has these three ideas contained within it. So the very first thing we want to do is to find a very comfortable position in our chair, set aside anything that may interfere with your meditation, and then sitting upright, not slumped in your chair, but sitting upright, erect, but not stiff, then find a position that you can rest easy. Then put your hands in your lap, either up in a receptive way or down so that there is a free flow of energy, or one hand in the other. This is particularly for you, whatever suits you best. This is the way you should meditate. Then let your thinking flow inward. Become aware of your breathing, the breathing in and the breathing out. Your breathing in and your breathing out. And as you're breathing in and out, you find yourself relaxing, flowing with the breath, breathing in the pure essence of Spirit, breathing out all tension, care, and concern. Feel yourself flowing, feel yourself moving with your breath. Breathing in, I am. Breathing out, I am relaxed. I am relaxed. I am at peace. I am still. I am calm. Feel yourself relaxing with the breathing. And now, as we enter into this time of quiet together, let your thinking flow inward to a place very near the center between the heart and the solar plexus at the center of the breastbone. And feel yourself breathing in and breathing out at that point. This is the heart space. And as you breathe at the heart space, you find yourself relaxing and becoming very quiet and still. But you find yourself alert, ready to enter into a consciousness of your oneness with Spirit. And now as you relax into this state of consciousness, we will begin to draw into our thinking those areas in our life which we need to become aware of and which are in need of changing. First, we move into the area of prosperity. And for a moment, think about your condition. How am I prospering or not prospering at this particular time? To what channels am I looking for the free flow of my good? Have I limited those channels? Are they not bringing to me the good that I desire? Examine the prosperity areas of your life. And having examined them, now say to yourself, well, thoughts that I have held in my mind are producing the prosperity consciousness that is drawing to me, through me, the good in my life. So therefore, if I want to change, I must change my thinking. As I look at this area of prosperity, I begin to let go. I let go of any sense of limitation, any sense of lack. I begin to recognize that although I may be concentrating on these areas as the source of my supply, they are not. They are only channels, and there is but one source, God. So I let my thinking now flow inward to that true source of all good within me. I recognize that I am one with the One, the One Presence, the One Power, the source of all good. I begin to feel that I am God's beloved. I am the expression of all that He is coming forth. There is within me the potential for unlimited good to manifest in my world. So I begin to use the formative power of my thought to change my world. I behold God's rich abundance flowing to me, through me, quickly and peacefully. Whatever the desire of my heart, God is the answer, and God never fails. His rich supply meets my need now. Feel yourself at one with this thought. God's rich supply meets my need abundantly now. The riches of the universe are ours. God's supply is ours right now, and we are abundantly prospered. See yourself as in a sea of living substance, substance that is shaped and molded by your thought, that then comes into manifestation through the law. See yourself receiving the good that you desire in the form that you desire it, coming to you quickly and in peace. Then recognize that as you have established this consciousness in mind, it must come into manifestation. Let go. And let the activity of spirit do its perfect work. And then turning our attention to those areas of human relationships where we may behold in our life something less than the highest. something that is not quite as harmonious, love-filled, as we might desire. God meant us for loving relationships. God meant us to be fulfilled in every area of our life. So before your mind's eye, begin to examine your human relationships. And if there are those areas that are not expressing harmony and love to the fullest, if there seems to be a lack of companionship of friends, if there seems to be an absence of love and harmony, then right now, right where you are, begin to release those images. Let them go. You have lived with that image long enough. Child of God, you are the overcomer. You were meant for love. So let your thinking now flow inward to the depths of your being, where you are one with the one who is love, the one who loves you just as you are, right where you are, right now, always has and ever will love you. And as you get in touch with that love that is within you, and from which you can never be separated, then you begin to think, form thoughts and pictures about the desires of your heart, about the loving relationships that you would bring into manifestation. In order to receive, you must first give. You must give the substance of your thought to love. So call the situation to mind and behold love flowing forth from you in radiant measure from the heart space. See it flowing forth, touching all persons with whom you come in contact, touching all persons whom you love and whom you desire to love you. Let love flow out from you. Pour the oil of love into every situation that needs harmonizing. Pour the joy of caring into every life situation. Let go and let love flow through you. And as you become that radiating center of love, then love draws to you the perfect relationships. Love moves through you to bring about harmony and peace. Beloved of God, love is the answer, and you are love. Let yourself love, and you will find your life filled to overflowing with love. Even as we have filled our mind and heart with loving relationships, so too do we turn now to those healing needs of our body, our mind, and our affairs. If there is something in your life, in your body experience, that is in need of healing, let your thinking flow to that place now. Get in touch with it. See it. Know it for what it is. is a thought pattern which can be changed. There is a thought form which can be changed and which can bring about a perfect expression of wholeness. So we get in touch with those areas that need healing in our body consciousness. Right now, as we are in touch with those areas that are in need of healing, we recognize that the activity of God as life is the only power at work in our life, in our body, in our mind. The activity of God as life is flowing through us now. We quickly, easily release all sense of fear, anxiety, concern. We release any feeling of distress or discomfort. We let go and let life flow in and through us now. Feel the activity of Spirit in you, cleansing, purifying, dissolving, and releasing the old condition, the old thought form. You no longer need it. You easily and quickly and willingly release it. And as you release, you let the activity of Spirit flow into your body temple, filling it to overflowing with radiant life. Feel every cell of your body quickened and illumined, radiant with light, God life, ever renewing, uplifting life. Feel the activity of Spirit expressing in your body as wholeness. Hold in your mind the image of wholeness, wholeness that is your divine birthright, wholeness of body. Then if there is an area of your thinking, of your mental condition that is in need of healing, easily, quickly, get in touch with it. If there are areas of anxiety, fear, lack of forgiveness, resentment, anything which may block the free flow of Spirit, say to it, I have entertained you long enough. You are no longer a welcome guest in my thinking. I release you and I let you go. Feel yourself releasing and letting go of every limiting thought condition. Feel the free flow of Spirit as light moving into your mind. The activity of light has cast out all the darkness of limited thought, and you are free with the freedom of Spirit, free to express and to be infinite intelligence, divine wisdom. Your mind is clear. Your thinking processes are easy. You are one with infinite intelligence. You seek divine guidance, and you are led easily and directly into the awareness that you need. Even as these areas of prosperity, human relationships, health of mind and body are being made whole by the activity of spirit, so too do we move into a greater consciousness of eternal life. There is but one life, God life. We always have, and we always will, be a part of that flow of the stream of life. We enter this life experience through the gate called birth. We exit through another gate called death. But the road of life goes on. It is an unending progress. So right now, know that you are one with eternal life. You have always lived, and you ever shall live, for you are a radiant idea in the mind of God. You are filled with life, filled to overflowing with that awareness. Whatever tasks in this life experience are to be met, you are equal to them, for you are the Christ, the Son of the living God, endowed with all of the power that you need to meet this life experience. You have the choice of moving rapidly, slowly, in whatever way you desire through this life experience. But you were given dominion in life from the beginning, and you claim that dominion now. You are on the upward progressive path of spiritualizing your body temple now. Every thought, every cell, every phase of your being is being spiritualized and filled with light. Each life experience is a life experience of growth. Growth toward the full manifestation of your Christ, of the life in you. Be at peace. You are about your Father's business, the business of radiating your Christ self completely and fully. Let yourself feel the light, the life, the love, the substance of spirit, God, radiant child of God. You are light, loving child of God. You are love, living being. You are eternal life, clothed in the substance of spirit. All good is yours, here and now. Let yourself feel yourself immersed in this sea of light, life, love, and substance. Know that it's accessible to you at all times, through you, from within you. Know that you are one. One with the one presence, one power that is the source of all good. Now is the time, through awareness of your real self, that you become one with the upward, progressive movement of life and the mark of God's success is upon you. As we have established these thoughts in our consciousness, as we have accepted them as the truth of our being, we have established a consciousness of the goodness of God, ours, to be and to experience and to express. So now, as we very gently gather our thoughts back unto ourselves, as we very gently begin to return to the world of conscious awareness, we draw our attention now up behind our eyes. And without focusing, we ever so gently, ever so easily, begin to open our eyes and let light come. And as we let light come and we sit ever so gently, we recognize that that which we have established in the silence of our being comes into manifestation through the law. And that is, as in mind, so in manifestation, as in heaven, so in earth. And it is established within the heaven of our mind and becomes manifest in the earth of our expression. We can rejoice and give thanks for this good by saying, "Thank you, Father." Together, "Thank you, Father." And it is done. Amen.